Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Lots of different stories here at home this morning. We'll start with the front of the Irish Times first today. Their headline, removal of subsidies could cut emissions by 20%. This is carbon emissions could be at least by 20% lower by 2030 if the government is to withdraw a range of fossil fuel subsidies, including those in the transport and peat production sectors. This is according to research from the Economic and Social Research Institute. And the ESRI has found subsidies to fossil fuels cost the Exchequer almost €2.5 billion back in 2014. And the news comes as EU leaders in Brussels have sought to agree an ambitious plan to try and reduce carbon emissions to net zero by 2050 through about a €100 billion adjustment fund. And speaking in Brussels, Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, said that Ireland strongly backs the EU's plan, which will require huge cuts to carbon emissions in the next decade, though specific targets have not yet been set. And also the ESRI's research demonstrates really the extent to which the government subsidises fossil fuels, which are responsible for significant emissions. There's further analysis of that particular story on the inside of the Irish Times this morning. The Irish Independent leading today with the British election and analysis of what it will mean for Ireland. Of course, if the Conservatives are to win and what it means in terms of Brexit. We will have more, though, coming up on that here in the programme in a few moments' time. The Irish Examiner goes today with schools forgo grants to feed students. That's their headline. The paper's political correspondent Elaine Loughlin writing this morning that more than 11,000 vulnerable children are missing out on meals each day because schools have refused to join a state-funded scheme. And the school meals programme aims to try and provide regular nutritious food, mainly through things like breakfast clubs and lunches in school, to children who otherwise might not get a meal during the school day. But the Department of Social Protection expects that €8 million of the total allowance for the scheme won't actually be spent this year. And they've cited the fact that 71 invited schools have failed to join the programme as part of the reason. Sean Fleming, who's the chair of the Public Accounts Committee, also quoted in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, saying that it's dreadful the children are not being provided with meals because schools have not taken up the offer of the funding. One in nine kids go to bed hungry because they're living in poverty. That's according to Bernardo's. And Sean Fleming is calling on the Department of Education now to make contact with the boards of each of the schools to ask why they haven't taken up the scheme and why they haven't participated in it. Just for instance, one school in Donegal, which is more than 1,000 students, is entitled to €323,000 in funding to provide schools or students with meals, while another in Mayo has not availed of €136,000 to feed the 408 pupils attending. That's according to details in the front of the Irish Examiner. There's also other figures relating to other parts of the country as well. But I've no doubt that is a story you will be hearing more about here at home today. Just a quick look, though, at some of the tabloids this morning. Their headlines, the Daily Mail, both leading with housing, children let down. Owen Murphy, the minister, has accepted that any child in emergency accommodation has been let down. The Mirror leading this morning then with Merry Christmas from Ireland. But the headline is across a photograph, a fairly harrowing picture showing the reality of Christmas in Ireland for many people this year. It's a photograph of volunteers helping and bringing food to rough sleepers in parts of the country. The Sun and the Herald, both leading this morning, with the story about McWallace. And the Star goes today with the British election, which of course you will be hearing much more about. And if you are just joining us as well this morning, the latest details are 642 of the 650 seats declared in the UK election, Conservatives winning the majority, and also they've won the overall majority in the election, and they've passed that 326 seat threshold. There will be some constituencies, as I just mentioned there, yet still to declare. And just in relation to Northern Ireland, if you're only joining us, in the DUP's Westminster leader there, Nigel Dodds, has lost his seat in North Belfast to Sinn Féin's John Finucane. 17 of the 18 seats in the north have been declared, but there is a recount in Fermanagh, South Tyrone, and we'll keep people updated as more details materialise there. Also, some of the other stories, though, that you will be talking about this morning, the Irish Times leading today with Bruton. Richard Bruton says climate legislation will go before Cabinet by Christmas. This is legislation to ensure Ireland pursues more ambitious climate actions, including things like the five-year carbon budget, also the setting emission limits. It's due to go before the Cabinet by Christmas, the Climate Action Minister Richard Bruton has confirmed. And the heads of the Climate Change Act were ready to be considered by the government with a view to undergoing scrutiny in the Oireachtas early in 2020. And it will also enshrine revised 2030 targets and a commitment to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. The Irish Independent has a story today. You may have heard it mentioned there in the news bulletin, just relating to the flu, basically. Page 12 of the Irish Independent this morning. Flu claims first victims of winter as three patients die and virus begins to spread. That's the headline in the paper. The tragic winter illness toll comes as the HSE has reported flu was now actively circulating in the community. All of the deaths this winter have occurred in people aged 65 and older, and that's according to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Also a story, the headline beside that in the Independent this morning, one third of school pupils out sick on the same day, and that relates to one school in Ireland as well. To some of the other stories though that you will be hearing more about this morning as well. Also in the Irish Independent, customers told to conserve water as shortages threatened over the Christmas period if prolonged frost is due to hit. You can forget about a white Christmas because Dublin could be heading for a dry one, resulting in residents in the capital now facing water shortages in the coming weeks as a result of reduced capacity at the water treatment plant in Leixlip. That's according to a warning from Irish Water. And the Independent report is reporting this morning that it comes after 600,000 people were left last month with a boil water notice on two separate occasions, resulting from problems with water quality at the plant. The semi-state body works to address the issues at the plant. Its capacity has been reduced, causing serious problems for the network. And Tom Cuddy of Irish Water's Assets Operations said that the network was now on the line and a prolonged frost could mean shortages if it's to hit. That Aaron this week also saying that it'll be particularly raw with low temperatures of about minus 2 degrees after dark with wintry falls, and said that it would be very frosty at times with some icy stretches. We will keep people updated on that story over the course of the next number of days. Also, property prices slow to the most sluggish in about 6 years. That's the headline today in the Independent as well. Property prices have slowed to a level seen back 6 years ago, according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office. Overall, the price of houses and apartments increased by about 0.9% across Ireland up to October, but in Dublin, property prices dropped by 1.5%, a significant fall off of 7% in the Dunleary Rathdown area. It's a remarkably different picture, though, to this time last year, when there was about 8% increase in the 12 months up to October 2018, and residential property prices, excluding Dublin, were about 3% higher in the year to October, with house prices up 3% and apartments up by 4% this year. The region outside of Dublin also saw the largest rise in house prices was the border area at 10%, including, for instance, Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan, and also in County Sligo. Another story that caught my eye this morning, it's on the front page of the Irish Examiner, and I'm interested in your view on this story. The headline, "Ban the Christmas Party," says employment law expert. John Boylan, who's a founding partner of BDM Boylan Solicitors in Cork, said that he has seen an increase in recent years in the number of harassment and unfair dismissal claims arising out of the Christmas parties. And while they're designed to sort of boost staff morale and reward staff for their work over the year, they can actually be, he says, a recipe for disaster, leading to the loss of staff, a shredding of company morale, and also in extreme cases, marriage breakups. This is an interview with John Boylan, as I mentioned, who's quoted in the front of the Irish Examiner, and he's basically urging employers to consider cancelling their Christmas party. We're interested in your view on this. What do you think? Can people not go out and have a bit of fun anymore? Is it too risky? Should maybe measures be put in place to prevent any risky behaviour from happening in the first place? What do you think? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning. Now, still to come in a few moments' time, as it looks like the Boris Johnson will be returning to Downing Street with a big majority after the Conservatives swept aside Labour in its traditional heartlands. Just a handful of seats left to declare in the election, looking like a Tory majority of about 78 at the moment. And the BBC, I see, just reporting that too as well this morning, about 78 at their predictions as well there. So we will have more to come on that in just a few moments' time. We'll be going live to Westminster.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.